Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, March 10th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Charles Richardson, Royal Navy Officer. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast that brings the pages of Wikipedia right into your headphones. In today's episode, we're delving into the story of a man who served with distinction in the Royal Navy, a figure whose dedication and bravery are as fascinating as they are inspiring, Vice Admiral Sir Charles Richardson. Charles Richardson's life is a tapestry woven from threads of courage, leadership, and a career spent in the service of his country. Born on July 8th, 1910, Richardson joined a world on the brink of great changes. As a young man, he would soon find his calling in the waters that had, for centuries, shaped the fate of his nation. But who was Charles Richardson, and what can his journey tell us about the times he lived in, the essence of leadership, and the spirit of service? Let's dive into his remarkable story. Richardson joined the Royal Navy as a cadet in 1924, and from these early beginnings, his potential quickly became apparent. Over the years, he climbed through the ranks like a man who not only understood the sea, but also the men and women charged with its navigation and defense. Consider this. In a time when the world was caught in tumult, with the clouds of World War II gathering on the horizon, a young Richardson was sharpening his skills and preparing to lead. How many of us feel prepared when faced with the storms on our own horizons? And yet, here was a man who faced literal storms and the ones wrought by war with equal steadfastness. During Bowit II, Richardson commanded several destroyers and was involved in both the Dunkirk evacuation and the Normandy landings. His role at Dunkirk cannot be understated. As commander of the destroyer HMS Vimiera, he played a crucial part in the rescue of stranded soldiers from the beaches, soldiers who were pivotal in the continued fight against Nazi Germany. It's the sort of resolve that asks us to reflect. How do we react when others are in need? The Dunkirk spirit has come to embody courage in the face of seemingly insurmountable odds, a trait that Richardson epitomized throughout his career. Yet his most notable command was perhaps HMS Ulster, where in 1945, he earned the Distinguished Service Order for his part in destroying a German U-boat. As we reflect on moments like this, it's worth pondering the nature of heroism. Moments of crisis can sometimes offer clarity, revealing what matters most. How many of us will know what to do when our moment comes? Post-war, Richardson's career did not dim. He moved through the ranks, holding positions of significant strategic importance, including the Director of Plans at the Admiralty. It was a role that required not only keen insight into the global geopolitical landscape, but also the ability to predict and prepare for future threats. How do we plan for a future filled with unknowns? And what can we learn from the strategic foresight of leaders like Richardson? In 1960, Richardson's expertise culminated in his promotion to Vice Admiral and the position of Flag Officer, Flotillas, for the Home Fleet. It was a role requiring a visionary leader who could steer the course of an entire fleet. What does it take, I wonder, to lead so many? Are there principles of leadership at sea that can apply to our own lives on land? Richardson retired in 1962, but his service was far from forgotten. He was knighted as a Knight Commander of the Order of the British Empire and passed away on the 8th of February, 1994, leaving behind a legacy that speaks both to his character and to the indomitable spirit of his generation. As we reflect on the life and career of Charles Richardson, we must consider the ways in which the past continues to shape our present and future. Richardson's story is a testament to the notion that one person's dedication and skills can significantly impact the world around them, something we can all aspire to. So I'd like to pose a question to you, our listeners. What lessons can we draw from the life of a naval officer like Charles Richardson in our modern context? How do we navigate our personal and professional battles with the same resolve and strategic foresight? I encourage you to share your thoughts and join the conversation. And if Richardson's journey has sparked an interest in the grand tapestry of naval history, I urge you to explore further. There is so much to be learned from the lives of those who've navigated the high seas before us. Before we conclude today's episode, I'd like to leave you with a thought to ponder. The surface of the sea, as Richardson knew well, is ever-changing, from calm ripples to tempestuous waves. This pattern is much like the course of our own lives, how we chart our path, how we react to the changing tides, and how we lead others through the storms and the still waters alike, define not just our journey, but our legacy. Thank you for tuning in to Wikipedia. If this conversation has inspired you, set sail to the Wikipedia article on Charles Richardson and dive deeper into his life and achievements. And remember, every episode is an invitation to learn more, consider different perspectives, and engage with history and the present in new and meaningful ways. Until next time, may your compass be true and your skies clear.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Charles Richardson, Royal Navy Officer. Thanks for listening. See you next time.